We will now talk about Sri Aurobindo's Gayatri Mantra and his another mantra, Om Anandamayi Chaitanyamayi Satyamayi Paramayi. First, about Sri Aurobindo's Gayatri Mantra. There is a historical background to this mantra. Sri Aurobindo had a disciple in Madras called Doraswami. There was a thread ceremony of his son, and he had a very good relation with Sri Aurobindo at that time. So he requested Sri Aurobindo that if you give me the Gayatri Mantra, then I will do this thread ceremony.
Will you please explain what is the thread ceremony for Hindus?
Yeah. Thread ceremony is done for a Brahmin. He is initiated into the study of Vedas with the thread ceremony. So thread ceremony is done in Brahmins, and a three kind of threads are worn around the body on the right hand side. And that is a big event. Right now it is not being followed very properly, but earlier it was a very sacrosanct ceremony in the life of a Brahmin. At the age of 7 or 8, he used to be having this ceremony of thread ceremony. So Doraswami, Sri Aurobindo's disciple, his son was to be given this thread ceremony, and he requested Sri Aurobindo to give the Gayatri Mantra. Sri Aurobindo said that, okay, if I get the inspiration, I will give this mantra. So he wrote down this mantra, which is now known as Sri Aurobindo's Gayatri Mantra. A little background about who Doraswami was and who Sri Aurobindo was in the past life, so that this kind of combination or this kind of event took place between the two. Doraswami was in France, and Sri Aurobindo was Leonardo da Vinci. And it is said that in the last phase of his life, this Leonardo da Vinci comes to Paris and dies in the hands of this ruler of Paris, and he was Doraswami. So he came in this incarnation as Doraswami, and Sri Aurobindo was in the previous life was Leonardo da Vinci. So they had a relation in the past life also, and that relation continued in this life also. There is another story about this. He was a very big lawyer. Doraswami was a big lawyer in Madras, and he used to consult so many times to Sri Aurobindo about his profession. And there was a peculiar case came to his brief. That was a case from a king of those times, Indian king, and he consulted Sri Aurobindo whether should I take this case or not. Sri Aurobindo studied the whole case, and then he proposed that if you go on these lines and argue on these lines, perhaps there is a chance that you will win. These cases are to be pleaded in the Supreme Court in England. So he had to go to England to represent this case, to fight for this case, and he won the case. In those days, the fee for this case was around 1 lakh rupees. And he brought the money, he got the money, and he gave the money to Sri Aurobindo. He said that, this is your fee. Sri Aurobindo says that, why should you give it to me? And he said that, you have given me the lines on which I simply argued, and I have won, so this is your fee. Then Sri Aurobindo said that, okay, you give the money to mother and mother will do whatever is necessary. So mother took 10,000 rupees out of this and gave all the money back to Doraswami.
Wow.
Doraswami then later on came and stayed in the ashram itself. So he was, you know, he was sent to Nehru and Sardar to plead for the Cripps, accepting the Cripps offer. So Doraswami was sent as his representative to represent the case to Rajaji that you should accept this grace offer. So this is the relation in which this whole event of writing the new mantra of Gayatri came about. Now about the Gayatri mantra itself. Gayatri is a meter. It is a Vedic meter. It has got three stages of 8 syllables. So the total syllables of Gayatri meter is 24. But they are divided into 3 parts of 8 each. But if you see the traditional Gayatri mantra, there is a lacuna of 1 syllable. Vishwamitra's Gayatri mantra, if you recite, Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat.
Right.
Tat Savitur Varenyam, if you count the syllables, it is only 7. It should be 8 according to the strict construction of the meter. So there is a loophole in the meter. The meter is deficient of 1 syllable. So, Gayatri Mantra of Vishwamitra, the traditional Gayatri Mantra which is recited by the Brahmins throughout the ages, is consisting of 23 syllables instead of 24 syllables. So, technically you can say that Aurobindo corrected this meter,